I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the studio with us today, one of my favorite people in the TV business or in the stand-up comedian business or any business.
Thank you, Scott.
Any business.
I appreciate that.
I tell everybody that, to be honest.
I've got a new mattress company and a local pumpkin patch. Please come on by, both.
Jeff Garland is here. He plays Jeff Green, Larry David's best friend and manager on Curb Your Enthusiasm. He also has two shows going. He's on the Goldbergs. He plays Murray on that show, too. You know, I got to tell you something. You were here last time and you killed it. You were just wonderful, friendly, nice. You didn't curse on the air or anything like that.
Is that a problem with people?
No.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
But wait a minute. Did I curse on the air? Is that why you're saying that?
No. The reason I mentioned it, because right after you were here and you had a good time, it looked like, anyway.
I had a great time. I'm back.
But I read.
I'm rich. I don't have to do anything.
By the way,
if it's not joyful, I don't do it. That's a fact.
You're at that point?
At my point in life,
yeah.
If it's not joyful, there's no chance I'm doing it.
I'd love to able to afford to do that.
Well, you can.
Yes.
Everyone can.
I got one of my best friends, Chris, he always says this. I said, you want to play golf? So I play with anybody when it comes to a golf course. He says, you know what? Life's too short to spend 4 hours with someone you hate.
Oh, dear God. That's funny.
So what I was getting at is I read, I think it was an interview in a magazine. You said you hate doing interviews. You hate promoting the shows.
No, what it is I don't need to. Like, for me, it's not like what I just said, joy. So yeah. I only do interviews if it's joyful to me, if I dig being there, because I don't like doing interviews just to do interviews.
I got you.
That's the whole thing. So I'm here because I like coming here. They give me the list in advance.
And you mark
They do.
And I go,
no, this is not going to happen.
There's not a red line through.
Everything in my life now is about joy. You know, I have to earn a living and do the best I can, but it's about joy.
You know,
I don't do the interviews because they're so joyful. If they're joyful, I do them.
So what were you doing with Matt Lauer on the Today Show that day with the camera? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. That was before the joy move.
Matt Lauer's final big-time interview.
By the way, Larry and I were with Matt Lauer 5 seconds before the whole thing went down.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I remember going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What? I was just there. Now, he did touch me inappropriately. I don't know. And he asked me to come to a beach house. I don't know what that was about.
He had the magic button in his office? The button with the door shut?
Did he let you out?
No, I wouldn't let him out. Because I was afraid for the ladies.
No. Jeez.
That's the kind of an American he is. Now, you just wrapped up the entire season of Curb.
A new season of Curb. I don't know when it's going to air, but it's my favorite season we've done yet.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
What happens? I mean, what's the...
I can't tell us? No.
Patty, it's my favorite, but I'm not telling you anything about it.
But the truth is, you don't want to know yet.
Yeah,
but I can tell you, it is my favorite. And I can tell you that the whole show is predicated on something that everybody has fantasized about.
Ooh.
Like, it takes the most human moment. Think of, and I can say this much, think of you getting pissed in a situation and you go, I wish
I could do.
Yeah, and
XYZ.
Larry did. It's awesome.
Ooh.
Awesome.
I love it.
You know, he knows just where to stop.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, not you, him.
No. But by the way, he doesn't know where to stop, I say. Yes, I see you gave him that compliment. I would say there's no lines for him.
Yeah, no, that's usually his problem.
I do what I want.
He's like you on the joy trip, right?
Yeah. By the way, truly, when I'm filming Curb Your Enthusiasm, all we do is laugh all day. We work very hard.
It is fun.
But we laugh all day long.
Oh, that's awesome.
I wish we could have left this in, the da-da-da, that kind of thing.
No, just we left, just talking, just about the scenes. There's so everything. By the way, when you see the show, everyone's like, can we see the outtakes? There are no outtakes, per se. It's all about getting the right thing, you know?
Yeah,
but in terms of just the joy, again, joy, we laugh all day.
How much is improvisational?
Larry writes a story. Your normal script for a 22-minute half-hour, I mean, comedy, is probably about 30-something pages. So ours would be 40-something pages because we're a full half hour. Right. It's 7 pages.
Wow.
Or 6.
So you guys just
we're improvising all the dialogue, yeah.
Oh.
But the story is there. Right. Larry David writes the scenarios, the story, and it's fantastic.
Oh, that must be so much fun.
It is.
It's incredible because you're right in the way it's shot too. There's a thin plot that goes from beginning to end, but a lot of things can happen in the middle.
Yeah.
That's independent of the storyline.
Yeah, and you don't even know what's going to happen. It's really I love my one of my favorite things is early in the year, Larry David sends me the outlines as he's written them, and to be able to read that is just a joy of like, oh my God, this is great. That's the closest I come to watching the show like somebody else. You know what I mean?
Because
when we shoot it, I see all the episodes early on. Before it airs, I've seen it 2 or 3 times. And so I don't get the excitement that people get when they watch the show. Because I've been there. I saw it, you know. Yeah. But when the outlines come, that's my version of it.
So you don't know when it's going to air. Do you know when you're going to start doing season 11? Or is that like 5 years from now?
I have no clue if there will
be
a season 11.
Like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no. We waited. We were 5 years between, seasons.
You got to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like it wasn't coming back at that point.
By the way, Larry and I are in Game of Thrones. I just want to establish that. There's a time machine element, and we're part of it.
We're talking to
Jeff Garland here about Curb Your Enthusiasm, and he's doing stand-up at Caroline's on Broadway.
I just finished my Gregory's Coffee. I've never had it before.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
You know why you got to tell you why you got Gregory's Coffee?
Why?
Because the line was too long.
At Starbucks. No, I just, to me, it was just
Gregory's
like,
right across the
it's
street.
Right across the street, and it was empty. And I thought, how bad can it be? And it wasn't bad. It was a delight.
How bad can it be if it's empty in the morning?
Yeah,
a light and iced Americano. To me, by the way, there's Starbucks does not taste better than this. It was
fine. How about that for a new advertising slogan? Gregory's Coffee. It ain't that bad.
Yeah. Starbucks doesn't taste better.
By the way, when you say to somebody, how was the food there? And they go, not bad. Is that really what you're going to go with? You know, you're allowing yourself to eat something that's not bad. I draw the line at bad. And it wasn't bad, so it was a good lunch.
Haven't you seen that commercial that's on all the time now? The doctor goes in, the guy's waiting. Where's the doctor? He says, oh, he just got off probation.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know that? You want a doctor who's...
By the way, imagine Larry David doing the commercial for Gregory's Coffee. Just literally him on the screen going, Gregory's Coffee, it's not that bad. And tell me there wouldn't be a line out the door at Gregory's Coffee.
You're absolutely right.
If he did that, right?
Absolutely.
Our special guest today is Jeff Garland.
As I walk around town, I have someone with a boombox behind me
playing
this song everywhere I go.
Of course you do.
By the way, when Larry and I are in New York together, which has happened quite often,
right?
It's so funny. People come up and think we're filming an episode. As we walk down the street.
And they look for the camera?
No, I swear they really do. You guys film it because they can't believe that we're together.
Well, and because the show looks like that. It's so natural.
Right.
It looks like you guys hanging.
Yeah.
So,
which we do. You know.
For those of you who don't know about Jeff, he's a huge Chicago Cubs fan. And I was just telling Patty about how these apartments up behind the stadium.
Yeah, around the stadium, I know.
People used to sit chairs out there, and they would sell the seats. And he pops out and says, I used to live in one of those buildings, right?
Yep, with Conan O'Brien. Conan O'Brien was my roommate. I lived...
now that's a sitcom.
Yeah, off Waveland Avenue. And what, by the way, Conan O'Brien, I got to tell you, he's... Conan O'Brien, Amy Sedaris, Mitch Hurwitz, who created Arrested Development. I'm trying to think of the funniest people I know. But Conan's on that list. And what I used to do was wake up Conan in the middle of the night to have him redo something that made me laugh that day. And he also was really mad at me because his room was a sweat box. My room had air conditioning in it. His didn't. And he was all, he had just gotten to sleep. I remember, why did you wake me? He used to scream. But God bless him, he did whatever bit I asked him to do.
Really? Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah. Now, I noticed that you've lost some weight since I saw you last.
I have lost weight, yes.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I drink a lot of water.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't eat sweets.
Sugar. No sugar. What about carbs?
I don't pay attention to any of that.
You don't.
I mean, I try. I eat healthy. That's the best way to say it. Lots of vegetables, you know, and I eat healthy. And I exercise. And I drink a lot of water, and I try and get sleep.
No sugar, huh?
No sugar is the key.
Do you drink?
And by the way, I don't drink.
Okay.
I mean, I had my first, I'm 56 years old. The other night in Chicago, not even exaggerating, I had my first cocktail.
Wow.
I never had one.
Your
ever.
First cocktail.
Ever, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was delightful. At first, it tasted.
I can teach you a thing or two.
Okay, but at first it tasted like gasoline, and then I kind of liked it. But see, alcohol was never my problem. It's always been milkshakes. That's my problem.
Add vodka to the milkshake.
So I haven't had sugar in like a year and a half.
But the difference is when you wake up the next morning and you had too many milkshakes. Oh, what did I say to that guy?
What did I say to that guy? Based on milkshakes.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing a Netflix special.
Yes, in June. I'm filming.
Oh, yeah.
In June, yeah. And so.
They give away money, don't they?
Unfortunately, not to me.
What?
They gave me plenty, don't get me wrong. But
it's not $500 million?
No, it's not. Oh, my God. That was by the way, when they were giving those out, I started estimating based on who they gave it to. Well, if he's worth that,
I should be worth
X amount. But that had all gone away. Yeah, because basically what Netflix is doing, the X amount that I came up with, that's now what they pay the big stars. So now I have to do the.
Didn't you explain your theory to them?
Oh, I most certainly did. And they said, "Trust us, Jeff. We know what we're doing." Which I don't understand what that means.
You're not gonna get what you got.
No, it's not. But I'm happy. I'm happy to do it.
It's a joy.
What about the show with Vince Vaughn? You're doing.
I'm doing a reality show with Vince Vaughn and Tom Morello.
I love it.
And I cannot tell you what it's about. Right. Not because I can't tell
you're
not
you. Being secretive.
I don't know.
You don't understand.
We started filming opening day in Chicago, and we went to this bar called Sparrow in the Morning, and it's called Sparrow. We were in the morning. We were there. Then we went to opening day. We filmed a bunch of stuff, and I cannot begin to tell you what it's about, but I know we laughed, and it's hilarious.
Did you have a cocktail at Sparrow's?
No, I don't. First off, I don't drink at night. I'm not going to start drinking in the morning. I say, it'd be so funny if I said to the guys, I just started, but I'm going to start in the morning. Well, how could it hurt?
I need a Jack and Coke at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I need a starter kit.
Yeah, a starter kit.
A starter kit over here. All right, Jeff, you got to get out of here. Caroline's on Broadway tomorrow night through Sunday. Tickets at carolines.com. I hope we're still on your joy list and you come back.
By the way, I'm telling you, I have a choice. This is a big bowl of joy. I love being here. I have great respect for you, and I dig it, and I'm so happy to be here.
But you got
to
go.
By the way, I always love that. I got to go. Truth is, I actually don't have to.
You know, nothing else.
I can do what I want.
Stay.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a great rule. When you get to be where you are, I don't do anything I don't want to do.
Nope, that's right.
Including leave.
Yeah. Including leave, yeah. They're telling me I have another interview. It ain't you. I ain't going.
Jeff Garland, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.